Hello, everyone. It's time for Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanis. This is episode 327, season 14. Today's date is April 23rd, 2024, and welcome to the show. On today's program, I will talk about the Magicist signs that were located at the Chicago Expressways at one time. I'll talk about my memories of those signs. Also, I'll talk about a long-forgotten candy company that was based in Chicago, and it was Mrs. Stevens Candy. And I'll talk about a history of that, and it's quite fascinating. It really is to me. So that's the topics for the show. Before I get started, the program will go into a commercial break. And this program is brought to you by Four-Way Nasal Spray. I remember this. The commercial is from 1977. I remember this. There's a cuckoo clock, a cuckoo bird coming out of a cuckoo clock, talking to a guy with a big nose, and he has a terrible cold, and he's got nasal congestion. I remember this commercial very well. I used to watch it when I was a kid. So sit back and relax, and I'll be right back with the show, folks. Thank you.
Who woke me up?
Oh, sorry, Cuckoo. It's this cold. I'm stuffy and my sinuses, oh.
Try Four-Way Long-Acting Nasal Spray, Nose. It relieves stuffy noses and sinuses up to 10 hours to help you breathe easier so you can fall asleep easier.
Hey, that's a blast.
A blast that lasts all night.
Thanks, Cuckoo. Your timing's right on the nose. Four-Way Long-Acting Nasal Spray. The blast that lasts all night.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Four-Way Nasal Spray from 1977. This product is still around, and you can find it anywhere. Walmart, Target, Jewel, Amazon. So that's great. I think it's changed down the road after 1977. So that's great. There's nothing worse than a stuffy nose. I've had that many times, and that helps, because, that terrible feeling of congestion, especially the winter season, cold and flu season like that. Awful. Okay. At the beginning of the program, I mentioned I'm going to talk about the Magicist signs that were located at the Chicago Expressways. In Chicago, of course. Also, I'll talk about a long-forgotten candy company called Mrs. Stevens. Before I get started, I'll talk about a couple things. One, as you know, I ended my radiation therapy last Friday. Everything's fine, but I've been feeling a little nauseous for the past couple of days. I'm okay now. I just have to be careful what I eat. So the past day or two, I've been eating very light, a lot of toast, crackers. Yesterday, I asked my brother to buy me some ginger snaps, like ginger or ginger chews. I didn't get that yet, but there was ginger snaps. It does help. Yeah, but you know, they're strong. Ooh, they're the strongest cookies I ever ate in my life. You know, maybe I'll dunk some milk in it later. You know, but I hope they work. I really do. So hopefully the nausea will be gone. If it gets worse, I will call the nurse at where I had the radiation done at USC and see. You know, maybe they'll prescribe some anti-nausea medicine, you know, but, you know, I feel fine. I feel okay. I drink warm 7-Up. Some people say it's not good, but it helped me a lot. But it takes like a couple hours to, you know, let the nausea leave and your stomach ache. I should drink ginger ale, you know, so. But I'm fine. I'm okay. So hopefully it'll pass. As for the fatigue, it's still around, but not as strong. But as long as I take the Xtandi, the medication, that remains. That's the way it is. Also, next Monday, I go for my checkup at my doctor. I hope that works. I hope everything goes well. I'll probably take a blood test. Let's see. Oh, I don't know. You know, so I don't know if the PSA will go down then. Maybe not. I don't know, but I think I better get checked out. You know, I got to check for my cholesterol, my high blood pressure, you know, my glucose, you know, et cetera, and see if I'm okay. Okay. All right. Let's get started. And I will talk about the Magicus signs, you know, that were located at Chicago Expressways. There were three locations. As far as I know, there were. There was one on the Dan Ryan Expressway that was near 85th Street or 86, something like that. The other one was at the Kennedy, probably near Montrose Avenue, on the north side, northwest side, that is. Also, there was one on the Eisenhower because they had a factory there or a place, you know, it's like near Cicero Avenue, you know, around there. On the west side, you know, in the Austin neighborhood. And everyone's favorite memory, including mine, is like when you're driving or your parents were driving when you were little, you pass by the sign and you see those signs and would show the Magicus sign all lit in red. And they would show the time. They had a digital clock and they would advertise, you know, for the Magicus rug and carpet cleaner, like that. And what I remember, this is what some people remember. Excuse me. I think I did too. That, you know, you would see that lips pucker up like that, which was funny. And I did see that when, you know, when I lived in the Roseland neighborhood from 1969 to 1974, we took the L at the time, and we saw that sign, excuse me, and we would take the L's, you know, from downtown. We would go somewhere, you know, and then we would come home and we take the L, and we get off at 95th Street. You know, that's where it ends. That's where it still is now, but according to news sources now, they're going to extend it to 130th Street, which is cool. You know, that's been neglected so long. I mean, it's about time, you know, because people need transportation. You know, they need to commute. We used to get off at 95th. And I remember we would wait for the bus, which is the 34 South Michigan bus, and it'll take us right to our apartment building. And there were a lot of buses there, you know. Some are still there. The routes, that is, you know, 103rd, 106th, the Halsted bus, 95th Street bus. And they've changed some, excuse me, they changed so much. They have Pace buses. They had RTAs over there. I think they had Greyhound too. I think so. I think I remember that. I think I remember Greyhound. Anyway, you know, when we were waiting for the bus one time, I think I saw the Magicus sign from a distance. You know, you can't miss those red lips. There's something red right there. You know what would have been cool if I went to that actual place that was located at 85th Street or 86th and State Street? Just walk in to the store. That would have been nice to look at. But that was there for a long, long time. I'm sure there were other locations in the Chicagoland area. The suburbs, maybe. I'm not sure. Probably. But, you know, a lot of people love that store, you know, and because of the red lips. And not only did they clean your rugs or your carpets, you know, they had promotional items. Like those glasses with the lips, the keychain. I remember there were pot holders. You know, you can find that stuff on eBay. You can, you know, it's fine. Or like they were associated with, let's see, what was it? With trading stamps. Remember trading stamps? With National Foods. And what was the other one? Weebles. The SNH Greed stamps. I remember seeing the logo like that. And they did advertise on TV. I did see one commercial on YouTube. I wish there was more, you know, that'd be great. Because that was like, I'm not sure if they were in competition with Bushell Rugs. You know, remember that? Oh, it's in 32700. That's a famous phone number. Maybe they were because that's that company sort of is still around in a way. That's what I heard. As for Magic Kiss Company, I don't know. They were in Milwaukee at one time. I don't know if they're still there. Probably. I don't know. Yeah. So anyway, you know, people have said, you know, when they see the signs, you know, when they're driving on the expressways, they know they were on their way home or they were going to their destinations. They would see the sign, you know, oh, we're getting close. And then we're getting to the signs. And also the anticipation when you're in your car. If you're driving or you're a passenger and you wait and wait for there to see the signs and you get, I don't know, you get excited in a way to see that, you know, I did when I was a kid, you know, and that's a wonderful, more like iconic thing in Chicago. You know, I wish we had that more, you know. Also, but there was a sign downtown on Randall Street and State. It's on the corner. It's where Shoppers Corners is. Do you remember that? They had a Magic Kiss sign. And I think there was another one somewhere else in the loop. I think Michigan Avenue. But that one was on the corner. And at night, it would light up. And I'm sure they did the kissing, you know, the pucker up. I'm sure they did. So that would have been nice. You know, that's nice to see. It's a wonderful Chicago memory, you know, that you would see those beautiful signs. According to the news, sometimes there was one person that he had one of the signs for sale, and he was auctioning off, and he salvaged it. I don't know what happened to it. I don't know if someone bought it. I don't know. I hope so. That should be in a museum, you know. I don't know where which expressway is from. Is it from the Eisenhower? Is it from the Kennedy? Is it from the Dan Ryan? I don't know. You know, but that should be displayed in the museum. You know. Hope it works. Like that. Well, I'm not sure. You know. But, you know, when you mention anyone who mentions Magic Kiss, they would, the first thing that comes to mind is that's, it was on display at the expressways. So that's great. That is wonderful. It's so magical, beautiful. Okay. Right now, I'll take a quick break. And now, when I come back, I'll talk about Mrs. Stevens' candies. Okay. So I'll be right back, folks. Thank you. Okay, everyone, I'm back. Right now, I'm going to talk about a long-forgotten candy company called Mrs. Stevens. I didn't find much information of this, but I did the best I could. You know, internet is your best friend sometimes. So here we go. This candy company, I found the location of the company. It was at, I hope it's right. I don't know. It was located at 481 North Milwaukee Avenue. It was called the Stephen Candy Kitchens. Okay. And let's see. So this this candy company was very, then, you know, I'm sorry. So this candy company was been around like in the early 20th century. And so I found the person who found the, you know, I found the person that started it. And her name was Julia C. Kraft. Okay. Now, I found her obituary published in the Chicago Tribune, dated April 22nd, 1994. Okay. So I'm going to read not the whole thing, but I'll read what it says, and you will understand. So Julia C. Kraft was the founder of Stephen Candy Kitchens. And she started this company in 1921. And she was a wife of a farmer, you know, and she was also the founder and owner of the Honey Bear Farm near Genoa City, Wisconsin, which I didn't know that. So, and it's according to the obituary, it says her 3-pound box of chocolates that sold for a dollar. It was made possible. This was during the Depression. So this is from the 1930s, and it was very reasonable, but it was good quality, according to that. And it just took off. It sold like hotcakes or like candy. And then it was sold through, it had about 22 retail stores in Chicago. I don't know where they were located. Maybe they were on downtown or on the north side, south side, I don't know, in the suburbs. I have no idea. And let's see. So she was born on a farm near Wayne, Illinois. I think that's near Wheaton. Back then, it was very remote. There was not much growing. And there was, she said, and it said she was growing up in a log cabin. And then she attended school in Elgin. And she worked as an office manager at a place in Elgin. And she married a man. His name was Leslie Stephen. And he also lived in a farm. And they got married, and later on they got divorced. But she kept her name for her candy. Okay. So she, in other words, she became a very successful businesswoman, you know, with this candy. And she was looking for a second income. I guess she needed the money. She started making fudge. This is advice from a friend. And she found an outlet, and it's a drugstore that was located at the Chicago Northwestern Railroad Station. Do you remember that place? Yeah. And then she left the farm, and it just took off, you know. And she was she hired people to help that, and also, you know, and then. Then it continues to expand, you know, the company that it is. And then she sold the company in 1956. I don't know who she sold it to. In addition to the Honey Bear Farm, I don't know much information about that. She owned three other farms. And she owned a traveler shop. It was called the Little Traveler Shop in Geneva, Illinois. And it was like an antique and gourmet shop. And it was like a tea room. You know, you go there for afternoon tea. Very elegant, you know, very nice like that. And, you know, she, I guess she retired most of the time, or she was involved with a lot of charity. She was on the board of directors of the Salvation Army, the Chicago Boys Club, the Lyric Opera House of Chicago, the Healy School for the Blind, I remember that, and also the University of Chicago Cancer Research Foundation. It's kind of cool. You know, so she was a very busy lady. Very busy indeed. And then she relocated to California in Rancho Santa Fe. I don't know when she did. And she died in 1994 in April, and she lived to be 98. Well, she had lived a long life. The funny thing is, this company, a lot of people don't remember it, you know, and especially now, I don't think so. And, you know, a lot of people would say to me, you know, they would email me or text me or post on my Facebook account, you know, on social media, and say, I never heard of this place. What is this place? This is so old, you know, I don't know. One lady said, I prefer Fannie Mae. All right, fine. You know, so I don't know how the candy was. I never tried it because I wasn't born yet, you know, when it was sold. I guess it was okay. But you also find tins, candy tins, in on eBay for sale. There were lots of them. Lots of them. And also candy boxes. Okay. Some are for special occasions. Like, for example, you know, every day, Easter, Christmas, they would show, like, Easter baskets with eggs. Or, for example, for Christmas, they would show hollies and a picture of Santa Claus. You know, you get the idea, like that. There was another candy company around the same time. It was called Mrs. Snyder's. I don't know if they were in competition. Maybe, maybe not. I will talk about that one soon, because that one has an interesting history of that as well. I don't know if they were gone the same time or they started at the same time. You know, I find that fascinating. Well, I don't know. Well, we'll see. You know, I'll do some research. You know, because I find this fascinating. Because I did a podcast episode a while back with the Bunty candies. They were like way back, you know. And I was looking. I always see those on eBay, you know, for sale. And I'm fascinated with this stuff, you know, with Chicago history. Oh, you know, because Chicago is the candy capital of the world. Not anymore. You know, some are still made. You know. Like, for example, Blommer's Chocolates are going to shut down the factory that's on Kinsey Street in the Chicago Loop, you know, downtown. You know, because people said they smell the chocolate when they drive by or walk by. Now they're going to move it elsewhere. That's a shame, you know, because it's too expensive. Everything else is. What are you going to do? Okay. So, anyway, so this is, like I said before, this is a very fascinating piece of history. I also watched the documentary recently. Well, not too long ago. They had the, on Channel 11 on WTDW Chicago, about the candy business in Chicago. I loved that episode. That was great. You know, they talk about Mars, Ferrera, you know, that one, you know, make lemon heads and all kinds like that. Oh, Brock's, of course. Someone suggested that to me. Why don't you talk about the Brock's factory? I probably will do that. Yeah, why not? It's a piece of Chicago history. I don't see why not at all. Okay. So that's it for this episode. I'll do a recap of what I talked about. I talked about the Magicist signs that were located at the Chicago Expressways in Chicago. Also, I talked about this Mrs. Stevens Candy Kitchen Company. Okay. I hope I got that right. I think I did. Yeah. Yeah, it was Stephen's Candy Kitchens. Okay. So this podcast will be published later on today. It will be available wherever podcasts are. Like, for example, if you tap, any apps, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, Breaker, Overcast, wherever podcasts are available. I think it's on iHeartRadio, of course. Also, it's be published on my blog, www.vanishingchicagoland.blog. You can find it there. Also, it'll be on my YouTube channel. Again, people have asked me, where do I find your podcast? Where do I find your podcast? You can find it on YouTube. Do a search. Type in Vanishing Chicagoland Stories, the podcast, or my name. You will find it. Tap on or click subscribe. You will get the latest episode, or you can check out the previous episodes, just like on the apps. There is no charge. Help yourself. You can listen anytime, any place. Then it'll also be shared on my social media accounts, Facebook, X, Reddit, LinkedIn, Blue Sky, Threads, Instagram, and also TikTok. Okay. You click on the link. Okay. So this is Pico Steinish, your host for Vanishing Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. Thank you for joining me. It's kind of a, not a sunny day, but kind of cool. I will do another podcast episode Saturday, not Sunday. I just want to tell you, Sunday is Palm Sunday for me. It's my Easter, so I won't be available. So at least you'll get one, for the weekend. And I don't think I'll do one next Tuesday. I don't think so. So you're going to get one. That's it, unfortunately. All right. So everyone have a great day. Here's bye-bye for me. And here's a little traveling music with Ray Rayner saying bye-bye-bye. Take care, everyone, and so long.
We have to go. Bye-bye-bye.